Welcome to Confident AF Live, taking your mindset next level to get next year's results today with me, your host, Brandon Foster. Are you a badass peep with big dreams? Ready to turn your unrealistic goals into reality? Confident AF Live is the gateway to enormous new opportunities and unlimited possibilities. The unrealistic can suddenly become realistic for you if you believe it. Are you ready to take your dreams and results to the next level? Then stay tuned as we help crack open the door to new ways of impactful thinking and believing about yourself with mindset practices for badass people like you. Confident AF Live starts right now. What up, badasses? Welcome to Confident AF Live. My name is Brandon. Super excited to have all of you today listening. I don't even know what podcast episode this is, but we're excited about it regardless. And before we begin, if you haven't already, make sure you click on the update so you never miss a new podcast episode. And make sure you're following me at Brandon R. Foster on Instagram. I've been playing with new reels and things, and I really love the one I did last night. So I really want you guys to go and make sure you follow and you're looking at those amazing reels because it's additional content to encourage you. All right. So what are we talking about today? If you're listening on Spotify or podcasts or pretty much any place, it's going to show the title, which is Be a Victor and Not a Victim. And so that's what I'm talking about today. I'm actually in the middle of doing a Badass Mindset Bootcamp, which is a four-day container where I meet with amazing badass business owners and giving them a whole bunch of shifts and reframes every single day. And one of the days was called Excuse Elimination. And so I wanted to give you all just a little bit of a taste of that and really talk about the difference between being a victim versus being a victor in both your life and in your business. And I'm really excited about this because I was the victim king for a very, very long time in my business and also in my personal life. And so we're going to dive deep and we're really going to talk about and discuss the difference between a victim mentality, so thinking like a victim in your life and your business and your finances and your relationships, and then thinking like a victor in your relationships and your finances and in your business. And my hope, my prayer for all of you guys listening today is to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself for each major part of your life, especially your business, especially your personal life, really all areas of your life. But I really want everyone to take a moment, step back, and look like a bystander watching the traffic. So disassociate from being so close to your life that you can actually have like a third person perspective and really look at every area of your life and ask, honestly, am I a victim or am I a victor in this area of my life? Because in some areas of your life, you might very much be a victor. And in other areas, you might be a victim. So just because you're a victor in one area doesn't mean you're not a victim in another and vice versa. So I want you to be the gentle, non-judgmental observer, as Amanda Francis says, love her, about these issues, these buckets, as I go through and I explain the difference between a victim and a victor. And the goal at the end of this episode is for you all to go to my YouTube channel and comment what areas of your life that you think you are a victim and what areas of your life you think you are a victor, and really celebrate the victor areas and dedicate and decide and commit to changing and transforming those other areas of your life where you do have the victim mentality, that you're going to have a victor mentality instead. So I want to start off by talking about the biggest main difference between those who are victims and those who are victors. And the main and the biggest difference is that victims view that they're powerless and victors believe that they are powerful. Now, you guys know me. I love God. I love the universe. I love and fully believe in divine co-creation, that is you and God. The universe has your back, that everything is working out for you. There's nothing that you can't do. There's nothing that you can't achieve in your life and your business. You guys know, I fully support, believe that with every fiber and every being and my soul. So when I say that you are powerful, what I'm talking about is that you have the power to create change, and that the power I'm speaking of is the co-creative power. So not just you taking action, but you also receiving grace, divine guidance, help, inspiration, all the things that make the unrealistic realistic for you, as my intro says, when we don't even feel like it's possible. It's the miracle piece of this whole entire situation that is just so incredibly glorious and beautiful, and just makes me remind myself as I'm talking out loud that my number one prayer every single day is that I feel more gratitude than I did the day before. That's my number one prayer. It's my number one prayer for all of you. It's why I do what I do every single day, is because I want to encourage you that no matter where you are in your life, no matter what circumstance you find yourself in, that you always believe you have the power to change your future, no matter where you're at. And the way that you do that is you believe in co-creation. And I'm not saying you have to be faith-based, by the way. I'm faith-based. But if you can get behind love, universe, that's great. Okay. God will work with whatever you have. So let's talk about the difference between victim and victors in terms of power. So I said victims are powerless and victors are powerful. Here's the reason why: is victims rely on excuses. And victors rely on choices. And there's two totally different things. So if you think about a victim mentality, a victim never asserts the power of choice. A victim says that they can't be, do, or have something because of an excuse. And the truth is, we all have excuses we could use. And the reason why excuses render us powerless is because they rob us of our power of co-creation, which is our greatest God-given power that we have, which is our free will. And anytime that you're using excuse, you're saying that you are dependent upon someone else, a circumstance, a thing, a situation that is preventing you from overcoming it to be, do, or have what you want. And I'll give you all some examples as we go through the differences between the two, just to really hit this nail on the proverbial head, if you will. The victim believes that they can't change their current reality. And honestly, this is one of the saddest things about having a victim mentality. One of the saddest things about having a victim mentality, and it's the reason why victims feel stuck, is because they look at their current situation, their bank account, their business, they look at their relationships, whatever it is, and they're not satisfied with it. They don't love it. They're not happy with it. And when they look at it, they basically look at it and say, well, I'm stuck and I can't change it because of, and then as I said before, they use an excuse and they blame. Whereas a victor not only believes, but knows, has the faith that they can change the current circumstance, situation, relationship, finances, results in their business. And the huge shift between the two is, you guessed it, mindset. It's how they are perceiving the situation. How are they perceiving themselves? How are they perceiving the people, the circumstance? And oftentimes we perceive these situations or circumstances or our lives as beyond our control. And the truth is while we can't control every circumstance, while we can't control other people's human behaviors, while we can't control every single thing that happens to us, we can always control how we react, which is how we handle our emotions, and how we respond, which is how we choose to behave in result of the situation or in response to that situation. Victims say, I can't. My finances are not as good as I want them to be, and I can't do anything about it. My boss won't give me a promotion, and I can't do anything about it. I'm not getting enough sales, and it's because of the economy. I'm not getting enough sales, and it's because it's the wrong season for it. I'm not making enough money because Facebook keeps changing their algorithms. Whatever it is, the victim mentality says, I can't. The victor always says, even though it looks like this, I'm still going to do this. Even though Facebook changes the algorithms, I'm going to figure out how to make it work and be more successful. Even though the economy is on a downturn, I'm still going to make more money than I ever have before. Even though this person left me, I know I'm going to find a better relationship and a better partner. It has nothing to do with who I am or what I have to offer in a relationship. There's a huge difference when you're a victim because you don't have the power to change your reality, your circumstances, your situations, because you choose not to. And in fact, even though they say I can't, there's always a way. They just don't know how. And because they don't know how, they say I can't. The how is never your responsibility. The how is always God's responsibility. What you have to have, your job is to have faith. Your job is to believe and have faith, take the first inspired action, take the first step, and trust that everything else is going to work out for you and be in your highest good and in your highest favor. That is what is actually required. But a victim says, I can't, if you ever tell yourself, I can't, I want you to now change that and substitute the word I can't to I choose not to, and see how that changes your reality. See how that changes your life. See how that changes your finances and changes your business. Victors say, I can and I will. And it's despite of the circumstances. By the way, this is also the difference between true positivity and false positivity. False positivity ignores your current reality, ignores your current circumstances, and pretends like it doesn't exist so that you feel good. True positivity acknowledges your current situations, acknowledges the true reality of where you're at, and says, even though things look like they are today, I choose to believe and have faith in who God created me to be and the co-creative power that I wield to do something different and create a different reality in my business, in my finances, in my personal life, whatever it is. And now we're getting to the big one, which is really goes back to what excuses are. So I said earlier that victims are always relying on excuses and powerless, and that victors never use excuses, and instead they always assert the power of choice. By the way, victors will never say they can't do something. They will actually say, I choose not to. Like, that's how much they believe in their choices and their decision-making capabilities. Someone will say, well, why didn't you do X, Y, Z? Instead of saying, I don't have time, they're going to say, I don't feel like it's worth it, so I didn't do it. Or, I don't think that was the right decision for my business, so I chose not to do it. Like, true victors, true power makers, they are not afraid to tell you that they chose their choice and that's the reason why. And that's because they've they don't blame anybody. And the beauty of not blaming anybody is that you can always change what is, and you accept radical responsibility, which is really, really empowering to take radical responsibility. So victims blame. So they're going to blame their finances, or they're going to blame people, or they're going to blame a circumstance or situation, or they're going to blame something, anything, because by blaming something else, it removes them from feeling the guilt and shame that they did have the power to change it and do something different. So the victor embraces change. Anytime a victor doesn't like a result that they get, they change their approach, they change their thinking, and they change what they do. In fact, true victors do not mind failing at all, and they do not mind making mistakes. They don't care. And it's just interesting. They actually love, they call it falling forward or failing forward, I think is what a lot of, I've heard the terminology used before. But the idea and principle is, the sooner I fail, the sooner I can course correct, and the sooner I can make it better. And that's the mentality. It's kind of like, so many people are afraid to make a mistake when it comes to making a dessert or baking a recipe that they never actually step foot in the kitchen. Whereas a victor is like, no, I'm going to bake the cake. I'm going to do the dessert. And if it doesn't work out, I'm going to do it again. And I'm going to do it again. And I'm going to do it again and do it again until it does come out, because I'm going to learn from every single step of the process. I'm going to make it better, make it more impactful, make it more potent. Really amazing. And so when you realize that, you realize that with victims who blame and victors who create change, that blame is simply refusal to change. So when you realize that, when you have a victim mentality, you are refusing to change your current reality. When you have victim mentality, you are choosing to change your current reality. It's like one of my favorite quotes. Is the life you have is the life you're willing to accept. Trying to remember if that was from a book or where that was from. And honestly, I can't remember where I found that, but it's never left my brain, because you can take that quote, the life you have is the life you're willing to accept. You can take that a step further and say, the business I have is the business I'm willing to accept. You can say, the lifestyle I have is the lifestyle I'm willing to accept. The money I'm making is the money I'm willing to accept. You can actually take that statement and apply it to any bucket of your life. And when you realize that you're not happy with that area of your life where it is currently, and the reason why it's not changing is because you're willing to accept it. Now, if you're not willing to accept it, what that means is you're going to take your free will back, which is your greatest God-given power, and you're going to assert that power of choice. So a really helpful way to look at whether you're using a victim mentality or a victor mentality is to ask yourself, how do I talk about my goals, dreams, and aspirations? Am I saying I can't have them because of XYZ, or am I saying I choose to have them and I'm going to do XYZ? Because that will tell you immediately if you're on the victim side of the stick or you're on the victor side of the stick. And the danger about being a victim is it's like you're on a boat and you have no sense of direction and you're just letting the ocean take you wherever it wants to take you. And you are being tossed about this way and that, and you're never going to get to where you want to go because you are a victim. You're being tossed. You have no power to steer. You have no power to choose your path, no power to use your compass, no power to create aimed energy and focus to paddle or get the wind in your sails. So your likelihood of reaching your destination is slim to none. You're going to be taken to wherever life takes you, circumstances, situations, and other people. So when you say, I can't be, do, or have XYZ, I can't be a seven-figure entrepreneur, or I can't be a six-figure business owner, I can't have this many sales, you're saying, I choose not to have XYZ sales And when you say because of social media algorithms, because I don't have enough money to spend, because on ads, because I don't have the right team, like whatever it is, when you say because of, that's your blame. So what you're really saying is I choose not to have XYZ because I would rather blame this other thing, the ads, the algorithm, my current finances, to escape feelings of guilt and shame. And the truth is, the way that you get out of this is you got to look at why you're afraid to be radically responsible and admit to yourself where you're at and that you have to change it. And look at the fears of why you're afraid to change it. Look at the fears of why you're refusing to believe that you can change it. What is really going on? Because that is a surface level thing. Excuses are a surface level thing that masks you for deeper emotional trauma that is preventing you from achieving your goal, dream, or aspiration. For a long time, I used the victim card that I was gay. I used the victim card that I was a former circus clown. And the root causes of those things was that I'm not lovable, I'm not worthy, and I'm not good enough. Like, those were the roots. That's what was really going on. It was because I was a former circus clown, I wasn't good enough, I wasn't lovable enough, I wasn't worthy enough. Because I was gay, I wasn't good enough, I wasn't worthy enough, I couldn't receive what I wanted. And the interesting thing about that is whatever you're using to blame your current reality, situation, or circumstance is that it'll often be reflected back to you for you to be healed, to let go of, to move through in a really amazing and powerful way. So what I want all of you to do is I want you to look at your main five buckets in your life. And I don't know why I said five, but we're going to come up with five right now. So first thing I want you to look at is your business. Are you saying I can't because of resources, people, the economy, whatever it is? Ask yourself, why am I blaming that in my business? And what am I hiding from myself from really admitting or feeling from within me? And if I chose to be a victor, how would that look different? Number two, I want you to look at your relationships. Your love relationships, your family relationships, all of your relationships. I want you to look at that and asking yourself if you're a victim or a victor mentality. That's number two. Number three, I want you to look at whether you're a victim or a victor when it comes to your finances. Okay? I want you to look at your finances. Are you a victim or a victor? Are you placing blame in your finances on other people? Or are you accepting full radical responsibility for your finances and asserting your power of choice to think and do differently? Number four, I want you to look at your health. I want you to look at your fitness. I want you to look at your weight. Are you a victim or are you a victor when it comes to that? Are you a victim or are you a victor when it comes to your health and fitness? And number five, I want you to look at your relationship with the divine, the most important relationship. Are you a victim of the divine who is always punishing you? Or are you a victor co-creating with the divine because you are loved and adored by your creator? Really, 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 really powerful. I love you all so much. Make sure that you follow me on Instagram at Brandon R. Foster. If you want to be in a private community with me, you can go to Facebook and join the Confident AF Mindsets Facebook group for our community. Other than that, make sure you subscribe in all the places. I love you, and I hope you have an incredible and amazing week. Thank you so much for watching, boo. I'll talk to you next week.
You have been listening to Confident AF Live, taking your mindset next level to get next year's results today with host Brandon Foster on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Listen or watch live every Wednesday, 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, where I help badasses like you with big dreams learn to take their impact and results next level, turning those unrealistic goals into reality. Confident AF Live is the gateway to enormous new opportunities and unlimited possibilities. For more information, get in touch with me, Brandon, at BrandonRFoster.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers.